here at the BASF Innovation Symposium in Fort Lauderdale with Luke Bozeman. And Luke, what's your title with BASF?
Cindy, I'm the technical market manager for herbicides.
And you gave us a look at, during the session here for growers, about some of the advanced weed control and the BASF weed solutions. We've got the problems, we need the solutions. First of all, we talk about mode of action and site of action, that being really important with the resistance that we're seeing. But what is the difference between mode of action and site of action?
Well, you know, mode of action really describes the overall way that a herbicide works. Site of action is more specific in describing the target site that a herbicide works within the plant itself.
Now, we have, according to the information you presented here, there's 24 sites of action that are registered in the United States, and BASF has half of those, right?
Well, that's right. 24 total available. BASF has our product portfolio that represents 12 or 50% of those that are available. So, you know, quite a range of products that can be utilized to control weeds on the growers' fields.
Now, when we look at the solutions and advanced weed control, we're looking at what the grower wants. They want the most ways controlled, the strongest herbicides out there, and flexibility to be able to use in their program. So tell me about how BASF addresses those three specific needs of growers.
Well, so I think for the most ways to control, that's important that growers have choices that affect, give them products that are effective for their farm operation. Growers tell us the most important thing is strong. They want herbicides that work effectively, quickly, and that they don't have to worry about, because they're wanting to protect the investment they've made in the crop that they have established in their farm. And then also flexibility. You know, there's never a normal year. You always have rainfall that may delay your application. You may change your mind on the crops that you're going to be planting. So herbicides that give the farmer that ability to that flexibility and choice is also very valuable.
Now, you also some of those, as far as having the most ways to control, some of your products that you have multiple sites of action within them, correct?
Well, that's right. You know, as an example, Status herbicide has two sites of action, an auxin mimic as well as a auxin transport inhibitor. That the two of them together actually are synergistic and control broadleaf weeds and corn extremely, extremely well.
Well, another one that we've seen just recent years is Sharpen with Kixor in it. Tell us about that.
Well, Sharpen is powered by Kixor technology and gives pre-plant control of broadleaf weeds extremely quickly. Within 3 to 5 days, growers see that that it's working and working well. That gives them peace of mind and provides them with a good, clean seed bed to plant into. And also, particularly for Sharpen, gives some nice residual control as well that we've come to realize over the few years that we've had it in the commercial fields.
Well, now, over the last year especially, we saw the importance of flexibility to be able to apply anytime during the cropping season, especially if you have to rotate a crop out because you're having problems with that. And BASF has several products that address that need for flexibility.
Well, we do. And, you know, one product that's been around for some time, Prowl H2O, fits that bill quite clearly. Registered on over 120 crops, everything from row crops to grain crops to specialty crops. With wide application windows, gives the farmer a lot of flexibility in crop choice.
Now, Prowl itself has been around for many years, since 1976, is that what they said? Is that,
right.
But Prowl H2O is relatively new. What's the difference?
So Prowl H2O is an aqueous-based formulation of pendimethalin, which is the active ingredient in Prowl. And that gives a couple of advantages. Better activity and higher residue situations where there may be a minimum tillage site, a good wash off of crop residue, less staining of equipment, and very, very good performance. So we're seeing Prowl H2O being very effective.
Now, you said that's approved on 120 different crops, and you also talked about Armazon, which is really very specific.
Well, Armazon is just for corn, but you know it's for all types of corn, and it's very crop safe, which, for instance, if the seed corn grower in Iowa, a field corn grower in Illinois, a popcorn grower in Indiana, or a sweet corn grower in Georgia, all can use Armazon to control their grass and broadleaf weeds in crop.
Well, one of the things that you talked about that was talked about during the presentation was how much growers are concerned about resistance nationwide. I was kind of surprised by that, to see that maybe only half of the growers nationwide are concerned about that. Do you expect that to change in coming years?
Well, I do, and we've seen that increase quite a bit just over the last couple of years. I think our surveys would indicate, as you say, about half. But it was only a few years ago that only about a quarter of the growers, had much of a concern. We're seeing a greater recognition of the impact of resistant weeds, and those growers that haven't yet experienced it are learning from their neighbors that it can be a problem. So I would expect that it would increase over time.
It certainly is spreading, and the growers that you're having here seem to show greater awareness of the situation and probably are being more proactive in preventing it in their field.
Well, I think so, and we're fortunate to have a few hundred growers with us today, very top of the line growers, very innovative, and they do see resistant weeds as something that they don't want to have reduced their crop yields, and they're willing to work to manage it.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Luke here at BASF's Innovation Symposium for Growers in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.